Okay, and I think that's the music play there. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. DJ Barton is my name, and we're at the start of the third hour today, covering the police state, the censorship of Google, and the violent denial of the facts that are going on. And just partly through an article here by Robert Johnson of Natural News, who's saying that Google and Monsanto are in the same category now as regards the damage they're doing to society. And it says, against that backdrop, Google has been accused of censorship within its organization, exemplified this week's firing of a software engineer who challenged its diversity at all costs policy. Yeah. Well, the BBC are full of diversity managers and quotas and all this crap. The BBC is dying of political correctness. It's absolutely killing the news in the BBC. And considering the BBC doesn't have any advertising, it's the license fee, maybe $5 billion a year. Maybe myself, 150 for me a year. It's not beholden to any advertising. And they are absorbed this political correctness crap. And they regularly quote Associated Press and Reuters as gospel, if it's true. And these Associated Press have been proved time and time again of shaping the news of wherever the outlet they're sending it to. That's what they do. But Google's critics maintain that the search engine giant has downranked independent journalism and natural medicine sites, including Natural News. At one point, that doesn't share its progressive worldwide, and destroy their web traffic in the process, their worldwide views, pushing a website far down the indexing pecking order can easily doom an otherwise viable web portal. Some controversy over Google-owned YouTube demonetizing certain political videos has already emerged, effectively leading to a form of revenue loss censorship. Google recently launched a commendable, if not overdue, effort to block terrorist training content using screening software. It's Human Trusted Flagger Group, which presumably seem to be a cohort similar to the quality raters. Google also says it is getting tougher with inflammatory, religious, and super masonist content. But there are some concerns about how broadly the term inflammatory will be interpreted as a particular matter, as a practical matter. Last year, The Intercept magazine reported that Google executives and lobbyists were regular visitors to Obama's White House and Downing Street in Britain, hundreds of visits on a weekly basis, and that at least 250 individual participants in revolving door employment between Google and the Obama administration. Yeah, and in London, it's the Cabinet Office, where they invite in Office of the Prime Minister, really, research and development, but it's basically the multinationals writing their own legislation. In June 2016, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange claimed that Google was actively engaged in trying to help Hillary Clinton become president. So totally, they've developed a total massive piece of software to do it, to delete negative stories about Hillary Clinton. In a subsequently deleted video, SourceFeed, another group, demonstrated that Google was allegedly manipulating autocomplete search results to bury negative information about Hillary Clinton. Well, we know that's for sure. On it goes. And a slightly lighter story, but depressing one. Now, having a pet causes climate change, according to science alarmists. Pet shaming is the next one. Whoa, and Isabel Z is writing the start of the Natural News. You recycle religiously, you ride your bike to work, you bring reusable bags to the grocery stores, and you wouldn't dream of littering. You're doing your part to help the environment, right? But if you happen to have a pet, science alarmists think this is more. There's more you could be doing to help the planet. shocking. And here's what they're saying about that. That's right. Having a pet is now considered environmentally unfriendly in some quarters. A recent study out of the University of California, where else, Los Angeles, has found that the meat eating that is done by cats and dogs in the U.S. has the same impact on the climate as a year's worth of 13.6 million cars driving around 64 million tons of carbon. What a load of crap. Well, Jim Lee last week revealed a very incredible point, that 15 of the biggest supertankers and container ships in the world put out more pollution in a year crossing the oceans with the filthy oil they burn, bunker oil, than all the cars on the planet. Now, he's coming back on again soon, and we're going to go through the data on that piece by piece. But this total figures that's thrown out at people, it's never backed up, and it's never qualified. But the stuff we're doing here, we can, no problem backing it up. And that's what we hope to do in the second, third time that Jim Lee comes back on the Climate Viewer. Information on chemtrails and geoengineering, etc. But this propaganda piece put out by University of California, the paper which was published in August 2nd edition of PLOS Plus One magazine, indicates that dogs and cats are to blame for as much as 30% of environmental impact caused by the consumption of meat and eggs. That is rubbish. Cows releasing methane gas are a problem, that's for sure, without pets. Moreover, if American pets, which number 163 million pets in America, have their very own country, it would be ranked fifth in terms of global meat consumption, coming in with behind Russia, Brazil, U.S., China. We're one of these agricultural companies making these massive range of brands of products of pet foods. It's a big part of their business. We'll go to any cash and carry and see the aisles that cover pet food in the wholesale end. It's absolutely massive. I used to cover that trade as a rep. I know all about it. But moreover, if the 5.1 million tons of feces that are produced by animal pets each year, which is roughly equivalent to the feces produced by 90 million Americans, were thrown into the garbage, it would rival the overall total production of trash in the state of Massachusetts. Well, who cares about Massachusetts? A communist state. As Jim Baker said. Moreover, American pets eat around 19% as much as the country's humans, really, which equals all the calories that are consumed by the French population in the course of the year. We're really going insane with this statistic now. I'll go on for this. It's humorous, this article in its own way. Dog and cat foods have more meat than a typical human diet, so pets account for 25% of consumption of calories from animals in the U.S. We'll see where this article ends up. Meat-based diets require more land, water, and energy to produce than plant-based diets, and this type of diet impacts on the environment. That is correct fact, therefore bigger when it comes to waste and erosion. The worst use of agricultural land is raising cattle. That is the worst possible use you can put land to, as opposed to growing crops for direct feed for maybe chickens who produce eggs. That's far more efficient, and food directly for humans. The researchers conclusions were reached based on information regarding the number of pets in the country and the ingredients found in popular pet foods. The problem is not limited to the U.S. either. Pet ownership rates are also rising in developed countries like China, and people everywhere are starting to treat their animals more like a human member of the family and seek out high-quality meats for them, which will only exacerbate the impact on the environment. I lost my site here temporarily. Back to Google. Start again. Is your furry friend harming the environment? The UCLA geography professor behind the study, Gregory Okin, said he got the idea for his research while pondering the rising trend of raising backyard chickens. Really, I wonder who sponsored his. I might come to that in this article. Who this creature is? I don't imagine he's doing it for nothing. He marvelled at the concept of the animals being vegetarians that can provide us with edible protein, whereas traditional pets eat lots of protein from meat. Humans who want to reduce their environmental footprint sometimes decide to stop eating meat. But pets don't really have that option, because going full vegetarian is not a healthy way of eating for cats and dogs. This Professor Okin said he is not suggesting that people bid their pets adieu or get them to stop eating meat. One of the suggestions is that dogs and cats are fed more of the meat. Well, the meat that they are able to eat, but humans cannot. Oh, my God. Unbelievable, is that? He says he only wanted to draw attention to the gigantic environmental impact the pets have, but the damage is already done. Could be see being seen walking with your dog soon gather you the same unfriendly stares, if not barking, picking up the litter. Anyway, there's California. Always bizarre. Bizarre and unhinged, that's for sure. But a lot of owners have unsuitable pets, that's for sure. Based on where they live, what age they are, and etc. What amount of exercise the dog or the animal needs. But one useful article here, again, from Natural News, anti-cancer breakthrough, 52 herbs were tested and only 3 were found to be effective fight against cancer. It would be very rare that you get one single herb to fight disease that is 200 diseases in mind, which is what cancer is. The search for a cure cancer wages on, and many people remain convinced that our planet's many natural resources could only hold the key to fighting this deadly disease. With nearly 9 million people around the world dying of cancer in 2015, twice as many diagnosed, the need for an effective and safe treatment has never been greater. Every time a plant shows some promise in the cancer fight, such as turmeric, identified by Natural News, or ginger, many of us can't help but wonder what else might be out there growing wild in some corner of the earth that could be just as effective, if not more so, than one we already know about. Researchers from the King Abdullah University of Science and Technology in Saudi Arabia have recently examined 52 herbal remedy plants that are native to Saudi Arabia to see if any of them had the potential to help in the fight against cancer. They have identified 3 plants that show anti-cancer properties and deserve further investigation. One is coming to the list now in a minute. Herbal medicines is widely used in Saudi Arabia, but people tend to rely on information passed down among generations rather than scientific studies. Therefore, the team set out to find some inexpensive and simple remedies that could be proven to help cancer scientifically. They created cell-based synthetic profiles of plants, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it comes down to these 3, and they're very unpronounceable names. Whoa, here is closer to look at each one. Citrullus, CITRULLUS, Holosynthus, COLOCYNTHIS. The plant is also known as bitter cucumber or henzo, what the hell, in a vine native to desert areas of Asia and the Mediterranean basin. It is popular in Nigeria, okay. But that's one. The second one is known as Rose of Jericho. It is a Latin name, we'll leave out. The resurrection plant of Kaf Merimim. This plant is very common in Sahara and Arabian deserts. Middle Eastern societies, it is often consumed as a herbal tea. Although folk medicine touts its use in pregnancies, and there's concerns about inducing labor. Okay, it's very technical. And the third one is, and also unpronounceable name, this small Juniperus bonicium shrub is a native of the coastal Mediterranean Sinai. Well, this is getting a little bit complicated, but if you go to Natural News, these are highlighted there very specifically, and there's a lot of very, very good information about fighting cancer in Natural News. Go to the search box. It will bring you to these articles, and it's extremely well laid out. didn't get to today, but another warning here about, I've heard it many, many times, but it's a really good article. 5 reasons never to use Splenda, which is a vile, super refined sugar that destroys your thyroid and attacks so many parts of your body. But the guy writing the article here, or Green Med Info, the founder, Sayer Jai, S-A-Y-E-R-J-I, he's a prolific writer, and he's saying 5 reasons never to use Splenda, when he gets into very, very major detail, and that's on greenmedinfo.com. And it says Splenda is marketed as a no-calorie, no-guilt sugar substitute, blood sugar stable. It passes right through the body, so it's safe for diabetics, and you won't gain weight. This is a propaganda. Are these claims masking the ugly truth about the Scandigan imposter? As mounting research shows, when it comes to our diet, there's no free lunch. Very, very deeply and very nicely. And it is a major cause of diabetes. But this is on greenmedinfo.com. And numerous research and articles here about the march towards the cashless society. I won't go into them today. But I wish we'd show you cartoons here. This Brexit carry-on here in Britain, which is now a shambles, an absolute shambles, which Theresa May has weakened her position on every level. I don't think she lasts over Christmas. She has three ministers going around giving, the three specific ministers dealing with Brexit, giving three different versions of it every other week, getting into trouble with the media. And she, of course, is in the bunker mentality. And Britain is now losing out at every level in these negotiations. And there's the big problem about the Irish border, which the Republic of Ireland, North and South, is now going to be one in the European Union, one out. And that's a major, major problem, which they haven't thought through. Cameron called the referendum here on Brexit. I think he was going to win it. The civil service had made no preparations whatsoever. And it's like dismantling 1,000 trade deals and treaties to be done inside of 2 years. Absolutely impossible. And the European Union is getting more bolshy by the day. And it's serious. It's all caused by Theresa May's stupidity and Cameron's, etc. And the opposition Labour Party are no different. But it's a shocking mess. It's having reasonable shape before this election. But now it's just a mess. It's an absolute mess. And again, they cover it somewhat in Fox News, but they don't really understand it. It's 10 times more complex than any type of programs they do, and that it really isn't. But just to put out a name, the definitive expert on the situation and has the absolute solution to the problem is Dr. Richard E. North, who is a European Union researcher, he's a food scientist, and it's called Flexit, and it's on his site called EUreferendum.com. Extremely good, and it only takes about 20 minutes to explain. It's one of the best pieces ever put together on this, ever. There's no doubt about it. But looking through the articles here that some of them I pull up myself, put together myself, and others put together with quotes, people that have well-researched, proven stuff. And he said, the banks are preparing to steal your money, another Wells Fargo crime. Homeowners, you are at risk. And Hodges is writing this article here. I have no doubt that when I took a look at banking actions over the past 2 years, they are clearly posturing to take every financial asset you own. But not everybody agrees, as evidenced by this email. They're telling Hodges to shut up. You are you're not an economist. The economy is just fine. If it was just as bad, if it is as bad as you say, we would already be eating out of garbage cans. There's people attacking this article. Is this emailer correct? Or are the recent actions of the banks and the courts telling us something? It is my contention, he says, that we are not just going to have a series of false flag events in America. We're going to get this. Yes, we are going to get everything that loveless have to throw at us, because America must be taken down in order to usher in the new world order. Absolutely. And it's at the £800 gorilla in the room. Rangers here. In the past, I've written about the credit swap derivatives exposure and the toxic and the topic got very little traction. So long as people are driving to work and have some food on the table and there's no looming crisis, most Americans will have a case of tunnel vision due to the fact that most of only live for Friday and cannot see into the future. Many of us in the independent media and even knowledgeable and respected economists such as John Williams and Joseph Mayer are all saying that we are on the verge of a complete economic collapse. It will assuredly begin with the collapse of the banks. However, how do I know? Read on. The banks themselves have already told you as much. As a nation, we owe 2.5 quadrillion $2.5 quadrillion in credit swap derivatives debt, and the entire GDP of the planet is just $70 trillion. $2,000 trillion. Do you remember when Wells Fargo fired 5,300 employees for opening millions of fake accounts? As John Cruz, senior VP of HSBC Bank, would point out, that all of these cases were in money laundering and from drug trafficking and illegal gun running. I have interviewed John Cruz on three occasions, former whistleblower from HSBC Bank, where he was senior VP. Cruz pointed out the following. In 2017, the 2017 economic crisis is worse than 2008 many times. The very same banks that created the last economic crisis have now created a $278 trillion derivative nuclear time bomb that would tear down the American economy in a single unannounced moment. Much of this article with the blatant corruption of Wells Fargo. However, they are just the tip of the iceberg. Interestingly, tragically, Wells Fargo appears to be a sound manager of its debt compared to the others. Well, in a bizarre set of figures. And here's the exposure of the major banks in America. J.P. Morgan Chase, total assets, $2.6 trillion. Total exposure, $63 trillion. Assets, $2.6 trillion. Exposure, $63 trillion. Citibank, total assets, $1.8 trillion. Total exposure, $59 trillion. Goldman Sachs, total assets, about three-quarters of $1 trillion, and exposure, $57 trillion. 57-1 exposure. Bank of America, total assets, $2.1 trillion, total exposure, $54 trillion. Morgan Stanley, total assets, less than $1 trillion, total exposure, $38 trillion. Wells Fargo, total assets, $1.7 trillion, total exposure, 5.3. That seems healthy. They're only 2.5-1, Wells Fargo. But they all have massive, massive criminal records. And that's how shocking the situation is. Getting worse by the day. And, I don't know. It's heading for collapse, that's for sure. Looking for a suitable article to read out rather than like half hour. Mentally ill son, with the family court, the FBI trying to target their mentally ill son to recruit him as a terrorist bomber. How about that? And the story here is, again, Activist Post, and we have Matt O'Gorst writing this article. And he's saying here, it's become nearly a weekly occurrence. Somewhere in some state, the FBI will announce that they have yet forged yet another terrorist plot. And and saved lives. However, as the data shows, the majority of these cases involve psychologically diminished patsies who have been entirely groomed, armed, and trapped by FBI agents. Simply put, the FBI manufactures terrorist threats and then takes credit for stopping them. These crisis actors have been filmed many times at these events. Proof of this carry on as well. Well, many of these cases have generated attention and been exposed in the alternative media. A recent case out of Oklahoma sets a new low for FBI and exposes how insidious these plots can be. Through hundreds of foiled terror plots, the FBI has busted over the years. Many of them have been focused on people of Middle Eastern descent or people associated with ISIS or Al-Qaeda. This time in the case of Jerry Drake of Barnell, a 23-year-old diagnosed schizophrenic accused of attempting to bomb a bank, the FBI fomented terror from a right-wing dialogue. In a June meeting with the agent, according to FBI documents, Barnell described himself as a believer in the 3%er ideology, a right-wing group claiming to be committed to standing against the exposing and corruption and injustice. According to federal documents, Varnell drove what he believed was a stolen van containing a 1,000-pound ammonium nitrate bomb on Saturday morning to blow off the Oklahoma City Bank. Vile indeed, said. However, it was backtracked just a bit to when the FBI began grooming their would-be right-wing militant terrorists. The violence comes directly from the government. The FBI knew he was a schizophrenic. Barnell's parents declared on Wednesday in an open letter bravely published in the New York OK magazine. Underneath his condition, he is a sweethearted person, and we are extremely shocked that this event has happened. However, what truly has us flabbergasted is the fact that the FBI knew he was schizophrenic. The state of Oklahoma found him mentally incompetent, and we, his parents, have legal guardianship over him by the court. These documents are sealed from the public, which is why no news media outlet has been able to obtain them. The FBI clearly knew that he was schizophrenic because they have gathered every ounce of information on him. Yet they knowingly continue to groom him despite their immoral implications. And when they began grooming him, according to the family, the FBI knew that Barnell was declared mentally unfit to live by himself and that he was a paranoid schizophrenic. Throughout their criminal informant and the FBI tactics playing mind games with this vulnerable man, the idea of him committing an act of terror would have likely never materialized. And says what the public should be looking at is the fact that the FBI gave our son the means to make this happen. He has no job, no money, no vehicle, and no driver's license due to the fact that he is schizophrenic. And we, his parents, do everything we can possible to help him, keep him safe and functional. He has suffered through countless serious full-blown schizophrenic delusional episodes, has been put in numerous mental hospitals since the age of 16. Wow. The FBI were using this guy, totally using him. The FBI came and picked him up from our home, and they gave him a vehicle, gave him a fake bomb, and every means to make this happen, none of which he had access to on his own. The parents noted that during the setup, they suspected something was going on, and Jerry's father told the informant to stay away from their son. However, according to the parents, the informant continued to sneak into our residence. The FBI paid him to continue this operation, and I believe they have cleared his criminal record. Because they knew Barnell had severe mental disabilities, the FBI should have stopped their plans to do this and immediately sought an option of hospitalization. However, they pressed on, and there's numerous videos about this here, but the FBI should have filed conspiracy on our son and had... The FBI should have filed conspiracy on our son and had him committed to a mental institution. Should not have aired... have aided and abetted a paranoid schizophrenic to commit this act. There are many more facts that I will take public that will support my disturbing act. We're coming to the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Brain Mag is an amazing nutraceutical technology that crosses the blood-brain barrier because it is a magnesium L-threonate and magnesium malate and glycinate. Magnesium L-threonate, when it crosses the blood-brain barrier, protects the brain from oxidative stress, and in knockout mice was able to protect against the memory loss and Alzheimer's. It dramatically increases cognitive health, improves sleep quality, stabilizes the mood, and works wonderfully with calm mind as a combination drink supplement. Order NutraMedical's Brain Mag at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. This is the best nutraceutical for calming your brain, protecting memory and brain function, and prevention of Alzheimer's.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour, the last hour of the show today. Now, reading this appalling article about how the FBI had been caught red-handed manipulating a young, mentally ill young man to carry out a terrorist attack. Absolutely shocking. And the fellow Clifford, this guy, young guy's parents, Clifford and Melanie Varnell, Jerry's parents, make a powerful point. No one other than the FBI would lie, the FBI would have attempted to get a schizophrenic man with nothing to contribute to their bidding, as it would most likely be futile effort, unless you are the FBI looking for an easy patsy to keep fear alive. And David Steele, this is a different, not the guy Steele, a British agent, but not the same guy. David Steele, a 20-year-old Marine Corps intelligence officer, the second highest ranking. He's 20-year veteran, Marine Corps intelligence officer, and second highest-ranking civilian in the U.S. Marine Corps intelligence, and former CIA clandestine services case officer, had this to say about this most unscrupulous operation. He said, most terrorists are operations in the U.S. are false flag terrorists or are created by our own security services. In the United States, every single terrorist instance we have had has been a false flag or has been an informant pushed by the FBI. In fact, we now have citizens taking out restraining orders against FBI informants that are trying to incite terrorism. We've become a lunatic asylum, that's for sure. But that's an absolutely appalling situation. Time and time again, the alternative media is proving this, and now their allies in Google, Facebook, Twitter and YouTube are going after the alternative media to try and shut them down. But we have this article here. Come on to get his own name right. Michael Schneider, the Economic Collapse, two articles here. 10 very strange facts about August 21st. That's Monday. The solar eclipse, the total solar eclipse on Monday, which will black out America. What kind of tricks will the Security Service pull on them? And the second article on the same subject, he's saying, will the August 21st solar eclipse begin a period of 40 days and 40 nights? Supposedly a biblical prediction. But this first article here, I'll try and start at the short run to the last bottom of the hour break. Do consumers know the health risks associated with electromagnetic field? Well, they're beginning to, very late in the day. Mobile phones, computers, Wi-Fi, microwave, roaming phones, and cell towers. But Catherine Fromovich is piling through this article. I'll try and edit what she says, which is very long-winded. Increasingly, day by day, all of creation is being assaulted and battered by electronic fields. And some are naturally occurring in very few, with high above the planet and the ionosphere, which now are pulled down via specifically created high-tech programs into our atmosphere due to our weather, geoengineering, and high ionosphere manufacturing, and tinkering with HARP, H-A-A-R-P, the Jim Lee was talking about last week, plus other EMFs deliberately created by technology to accommodate smart tech devices, especially microwave technology. So do those EMFs affect wildlife? Sure do. Here, well, what's this elimination of the bee population? You betcha. Here is a consolidated listing of 153 peer-reviewed studies and articles which report significant effects on wildlife from EMF exposure. And just saying here, So what can humans expect from EMF, ERL, and ELF exposures, and why should we care? Because the risks are multiple from what's termed non-thermal radiation waves emitted by modern tech devices, also referred to as dirty electricity, but it's microwave, it's radiation. Emitted by modern tech devices, consumers think are innocuous. Example, iPhones and smartphones, Wi-Fi phones, AMI, smart meters, rotors, cell phones, and other devices are affecting all of us. However, we have absolute control over exposure by our understanding of the risks we're going through. Well, not if a cell tower is within a few hundred yards of your home, or even half a mile, you're being blasted with a 5G. And there's a smart app appliance which is available. And an addicted... If consumers were able to see all the EMF assaulting us, did you know these can see some EMF? There would be a totally different approach to our obsession and addiction to some of the advances in technology because the trade-offs are too great risk. Below are some of the known risks from EMF electromagnetic frequencies. X-rays, man-made, produced by medical imaging devices used to diagnose health issues. Risk tissue and organ damage by breaking bonds, ionic bonds, covalent bonds and hydrogen bonds. Visible light, the sun's natural source giving rays. Well, that shouldn't be included in this list. There's microwave, a higher radio frequency, man-made produced via microwaves and cell and cordless phones. Cell and mass towers, plus any high-tech man-made device that can send and receive data. Voice or photos, example, AMI smart meters. Digital electric and gas meters, also known as smart meters, these devices which operate at about the same radio frequencies as cell phones transmit information to consumers of electricity or gas to utility companies. At risk, the radio waves can heat tissues and penetrate the blood-brain barrier. These are increased risk of brain cancer, dementia, and heart disease, non-thermal waves affecting all human biochemistry, which causes and this is Samsung is warning customers about discussing personal information in front of their smart television sets. And I'm talking to John Stafford about that recently. He was highlighting that on one of his programs. But EMF devices, very, very dangerous. But we're bringing on, hopefully, Alana Freeland, she's written a fine book on 5G and all this electronic smog. But anyway, Michael Schneider, he said 10 very strange facts about August 21st solar eclipse will absolutely blow your mind. He said in just a matter of days we're going to witness the most unusual solar eclipse in US history. Could it be possible that all of the very strange coincidences surrounding this event have some sort of special significance? The mainstream media has been buzzing about this upcoming solar eclipse for months, and it will easily be the most watched eclipse in all of the U.S. history. Last week, I published an article entitled 12 Critical Events That Are Going to Happen Over a 40-Day Period from August 21st to September 30th. That received an extraordinary amount of attention, and of course, the first event on that list was the Great American Eclipse. 21st, that's next Monday, 21st, and you will see, as you will see below, so many numbers seem to indicate that this eclipse could have some sort of special significance, and it begins a period of exactly 40 days that many believe could be the turning point for America. In the scriptures, we are specifically told that one of the reasons why God created the sun and the moon was so they could serve as signs. Following is what Genesis 1:4 tells us. And he's quoting from the Bible here. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let there be signs for the seasons and for the days and the years. Okay. And he's also quoting a second biblical quote here. And in Luke 21:25, the Lord Jesus specifically warned us to watch for signs in the sun and in the moon and the stars, just prior to his return. So we should be watching, and we should fully expect to see something happen up there before the Lord Christ comes back. Anyway, saying with this in mind, I would like to share some amazing facts about the solar eclipse on August 21st. And he said these were originally compiled by the Countdown Report. First contact is the state of Oregon, the 33rd state of the USA. The last contact in South Carolina is the 33rd parallel. The eclipse happens on the 233 day, day 233 of the year. If the Revelation 12 sign is valid, then the eclipse is also 33 days before September 23rd. Jesus is thought to have died between 33 when he died. Just for fun, it is 99 years, 3 by 33, since the last eclipse go coast to coast in the U.S. in 1918, from September 23rd, 2017. And it's at Revelation 12 signed to the end of the year. Okay. Pretty complicated numbers here. The number of days from the 1918 eclipse to the August 21 eclipse is 26234, which add up 17. Okay. From August 12, 27, the date of the Charlottesville, Virginia State of Mercy, 3rd on the 21st of August, great solar August. Okay. It's too complicated to read. First big city the eclipse hits is Oregon. In Oregon is Salem. Salem was named after Jerusalem. The eclipse also begins in Oregon exactly at sunset time in Jerusalem. So technically speaking, as the sun sets in America, it will be setting in Jerusalem at the same time. Okay, the center line crosses through 12 primary states to receive total darkness. 12 disciples, 12 months in a year. Okay. Meaning 12, which is considered to be a perfect number. Well, the number of power, control, and command, but 12 is meant to symbolize, symbolizes God's power and authority as well as serving as careful governmental foundation. Power, control, and command, to remind myself. The eclipse path is exactly 70 miles wide. 70 has a sacred meaning in the Bible and has two perfect numbers. 7 that represents perfection and 10 that represents completeness of God's law. 70 also symbolizes perfect spiritual order and a period of judgment. That's news to me. 70 is also specifically connected with Jerusalem. So many references that would make a book to write. Another eclipse comes in 2024, 7 years after the August 21, 2017, and marks an X over the United States. The combined total time of totality of these eclipses together will be 7 minutes. I see total darkness for 7 minutes. The day of the eclipse is August 21st, 2017, and that has up to 21. The exact point where two eclipses cross at the right is right next to Cedar Lake in Illinois, specifically right next to Salem. Okay. The original form of Hebrew letters, T-A-V, is like the English letter X, or T, which is in the shape of a cross, or X. Like that, X is made by two solar eclipses in the cross path over 7 years. Okay. Here's any more interesting points. The path of the eclipse will be situated in such a way that every single state in the U.S. will experience it, even Hawaii and Alaska. The totality will reach Oregon at 10:16 a.m. Pacific, and will end in South Carolina at 2:49 Eastern. That means it will take 1 hour 33 minutes to cross the country. There is the 33 again. The eclipse is also exactly 40 days from Yom Kippur. Okay. And says you can read the entire list of 33 facts that were compiled by the Countdown Report right here. Okay, the Countdown Report of the 33 bizarre numbers and facts. According to Rachel Baxter, 40 is the number for waiting, preparation, testing, or punishment. It's also the number to start a new chapter in the history of salvation. News to me. For instance, he's quoting the Bible again, in Jonah 3.4, the prophet Jonah gives a period of 40 days to repent before judgment will begin. I see. It don't seem to very obscure article here. But Michael Snyder, he is a very good researcher, and there are some bizarre statistics attached to this solar eclipse. But we'll see. And here's another one here. With the August 21 solar eclipse begin a period of August 21st solar eclipse begin a period of 40 days and 40 nights? Of course, with tribulation. And he's writing different aspects of this here. He said the sun and the moon appear in the same size in the Earth's sky because the sun's diameter is about 400 times greater, but the sun is also 400 times further away. I see. At this particular moment in Earth's history, although the sun's diameter is about 400 times larger than that of the moon, he's repeating himself here. How is he doing that? That's one phenomenon. I'm just looking for interesting facts to extract from this here. I'm going into very, very deep stuff here, but we'll see if the 21st Monday produces bizarre happenings. And I read out last week, repeating this here, but Harvard professor Kenneth Rogoff drives technocratic plan to kill cash. Again, the same suspect. Harvard, Princeton, Yale. And all these safe spaces and left-wing loony organizations. Just shocking. And I'll come to the article in a second. More money laundering scandal. And leave DGM also until next week. And the depopulation of America, restaurant, and the shocking story about the number of Mexican children who died from vaccinations. I'm just leaving that in some context if we do vaccination as a subject. Extreme false flag terror followed by UN occupation of American state houses. And UK data protection laws to be overhauled. They're supposedly trying to be on our side. that'll be the day. But I just go over this again because it's a raging system. Again, it gets covered by all the news. It gets covered at all. But they creep to the cashless society, trying to line up for a grand slam effect in the next financial crisis to pull this one. Harvard professor Kenneth Rogoff drives technocratic plan to kill cash. Ken Rogoff concludes that after cash has been stripped out of society, negative interest rates, right? Negative interest rates. But the bank charge you to invest money. Negative interest rates can give every saver a proper haircut by charging him to keep money in the bank. But you can take it out when cash is gone, but you can take it out when I guess you will. Technocrats will rejoice if people walk into this big time. This is a problem.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Come back into the last few minutes of the third hour of the Barden Report, and we're wading through these. Sorry, this article is a bit heavy duty today. But to this appalling creature, Professor Rogoff of Harvard University, who is promoting the go-to digital cashless society so as the central bank can rip us asunder. Rogoff wants to give central banks total control over our lives. They must decide what you do with your money. First and foremost, they must make it impossible for you to save your money from their disastrous policies so they are free to create more mayhem. And they said, prepare for negative interest rates. Negative interest rates will be needed in the next major recession or financial crisis, and the central bank should do more to prepare the ground for such policies, he says. According to a leading economist, Rogoff, quantitative easing is not as effective as sonic as cutting interest rates below zero, he believes. Central banks around the world turn to money creation and the credit crunch to stimulate the economy when interest rates were already at rock bottom. But, central banks create recessions and crises. Note, people, not economists. Central banks, the next recession, which is inevitable, that's the one thing Rogoff has right, come when the bubbles in the housing stocks and bonds market collapse. All these bubbles created by the central banks and the stock exchange. And he goes on to say, in a new paper published in the Inter Journal of Economic Perspectives, the professor of economics at Harvard University, Rogoff, argues that central banks should start preparing now to find ways to cut rates to below zero so they are not caught out when the next recession strikes. Traditionally, economists have assumed that cutting rates into negative territory would risk pushing savers to take their money out of the banks and stuff the cash metaphorically under the mattress. As electronic transfers become the standard way of paying for purchases, Mr. Rogoff believes this is a diminishing risk. What risk? The risk of people doing what they think is best. People trying to save their savings from being buried by central bank policies. What kind of mind comes up with this nonsense? Who is Ken Rogoff to think that he knows better than you that what you should do with your money and you worked for yourself? You'd be a fool not to protect it and hard-earned earnings from negative. But basically, you can be wiped out at the stroke of the keyboard. And this creature goes on to say, the key consequences from an economic point of view is that forcing savers to save their cash in electronic format would make it easier to levy a negative interest rate. Just to absolutely destroy it at the stroke of the keyboard. They declare the fine, take the money immediately, and no recourse to anything. They fine you for this, that, and the other. And you cannot take money out above certain levels. Again, total tyranny if we go to the cashless society. And he says here, what makes sense is not to create a crisis. What does not make sense is negative interest rates. Ultra-low interest rates have already destroyed trillions of savings and pensions. And now Rogoff effectively says central banks should take this step further and target whatever it is you have left. This is the insane megalomania. It's communism in its worst possible form. It's the outright theft in a form far more insidious and harmful than money laundering. And it goes on to tear this guy apart here in this article. But this is what they're planning, man. This is actually this creature right here in this article. What we paid to research this, like the Tavistock Institute get up to. But this article is...
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
alternative media, exposing government corruption.